Dialogue 3. The Blindness of Arthur Ford.
And what is the blindness due to?
Ah, the usual question finally arrives.
Oh, forgive my forwardness, I apologise. You do not have to answer me if you don't want to.
At this point, Bess, I don't mind talking about it. You have confessed to me secrets that I am convinced you had never revealed before. So then, it is only fair that I tell you something about myself.
I don't want to force you to...
Trachoma.
Excuse me?
That is the cause of my blindness, from a scientific point of view anyway. Trachoma, a bacterial infection of the surface of the eye. A highly contagious bacterium that is transmitted by direct contact with the infected person or by certain flies that come to feed on the secretions of infected people. But do not worry, madam. Right now it is no longer the source of any contagion. Since I am cured of it. Yet it did cause me a long-term blindness.
I'm so sorry, I didn't know.
I don't agree with the doctors, however. Actually, I think it's a blessing from God.
But you cannot see anything.
Of course not. Neither I nor Homer himself, who was also afflicted. But in return, I have acquired the ability to communicate with everything around me in a much more natural, more direct way, without getting deceived by what the vision creates in an erroneous way. Being blind allows me to overcome the mirages, not to be led by misunderstandings or optical effects, and also it helps me to communicate in a clearer way with the afterlife. My blindness is not darkness, Bess, but rather inner clairvoyance.
You will forgive me if I find it hard to share your opinion.
Does not the mute acquire more skill with his hands to express himself? The deaf man sharpens his eyesight so he can read the lips of those who speak? Does not the blind man extend his touch so he can understand what is around him? Do not be fooled by what your eyes tell you, but what you feel in your heart. That which is true without the need for any sense. Are you okay?
I'm sorry, but you made me cry.
To be honest, I must admit that the first years of the disease were hard. I cannot deny it. Knowing that every day my eyes lost a little more of their capacity distressed me greatly. To be aware that I would not be able to read any more books or see the light of the sun, not even people's faces, it was very hard to admit. But I had the courage to recover and to look at it all in another more interesting way.
Towards the beyond.
That's right. To the place where only a few chosen ones can go. And I'm lucky to be one of them.